Greetings and welcome everyone to this episode of Your Wild Soul Reflection. If you've been following me for the last 7 days, you will know that I have been recording short musings and ideas and thoughts that correspond to my friend Bindi Shaw's Soul Whispers. Bindi has been creating a method, in fact, I call it a ritual, for a number of years, where she offers a series of themes and prompts, which take us over a course of 14 days up to the equinox. She often does it for the other seasons, but in particular, she offers the spring equinox because it brings us into that whole idea of creating something new. Now, today, our word is growth. And as I was musing and reflecting on growth, we see growth, or the start of growth. We see the new buds on the trees. We see the flowers with the flower heads just starting to open. And in fact, this whole idea of growth, in fact, I was saying to myself that growth is springing out all over the place. We see this happening in nature, but it also occurs with us. It seems to be that we intuitively and innately feel the energy rising. We often say that this sap is rising in the trees. And this is really true because in the fall, all of the leaves, and in the winter, the trees are bare. And then all of a sudden, something occurs where we have the buds almost magically springing back on the branches. And in many ways, we are similar. So when I thought about this word growth, I said, you know, we all actually have our own growth guide. Our growth guide is our astrological blueprint, our astrological chart. And in this very special, because a chart, each person's chart is a very specialized message that is designed to guide each one of us. And with our charts, each season, each turn of the wheel, so to speak, each movement of the sun, there are messages that can help us to understand the particular areas of our lives where we need to pay attention to growth. And also our charts tell us how to do it. So one of the very important chart indicators and growth markers, and in fact, I call it our cosmic timer, is the moon. There are many other places in our charts. And in the next weeks and months, we're going to be seeing some very powerful planetary movements that can help us with our own growth guidance. But in particular, in this mini episode, I want to refer to how we can use the cosmic timer of the moon to help us understand our own growth patterns. And in fact, it can help us to center in right at this particular time frame in terms of what is calling our attention, what needs our absolute abilities to begin moving forward, because spring is that time to move forward. Now, we just finished with the Pisces new moon, but what the Pisces new moon signals it's the whole entire Pisces season that is offered to us as we move toward the Aries energy of the new beginning. What Pisces has again given us is the message that we can let go of the past. We can let go of things that don't serve us anymore. Because as we move toward Aries energy and this spring equinox, and as we move towards spring, we are definitely wanting to envision something that takes us forward. I just did the word movement. And this is the time of the year to move forward. It's the time that we can let go of things that have perhaps kept us in a holding pattern, so to speak. Along with our moon, and I'm just going to briefly mention this, we're going to have two eclipses. Eclipses are planetary movements that have to do with the sun, the earth, and the moon. We're going to have a lunar eclipse and we're going to have a solar eclipse. The lunar eclipse again reiterates where we need to look at the past, extract anything that might be useful, and to let it go. The solar eclipse is asking us, how will we take this understanding and use it to move forward for a new beginning? Now, the key here in this growth guide is to take a look at your particular chart and notice where this growth needs to occur for you. This is a message that's being communicated from yourself to yourself. One thing I appreciate about gardeners is that they understand their gardens oftentimes so very well. They know which plants need to face the sun. They know which plants need to face the moon. They know which plants need a certain amount of water. They know a lot of things about their gardens. And I am saying that it's really important for us to have a similar understanding by using our charts, but in particular, we can use the movement of the moon to help us understand how to move on situations, circumstances, and various experiences that we desire to create for ourselves. Now, today I pulled two cards and I used two decks. I've used the Moonology Oracle Cards deck by Yasmin Bolen, and then I've used the Star Codes Astro Oracle deck by Heather Roan Robbins. And the two cards that I received for all of us, because they seem to really answer the question. I asked the question, what's the message that we need to gather as we spring forward into this new way of looking at our lives? The first card literally came up, the new moon card. A new start is coming. And that's true. A new start is coming if we open ourselves to whatever is important for you or me to take a look at and to work with. The card that further answers what is this new start, I pulled Pallas Athena. Pallas Athena is the goddess of a mythological goddess, and she's the goddess of wisdom, of intellect, skill, and strategy. And what Pallas Athena says to us in this new beginning as we spring forward, she is encouraging us to understand the power of our divine feminine energy and how we can balance with our sacred masculine. But she basically is saying with this new start, with this new moon card, and I'm going to post these cards over on my Ko-fi account, because that's a new start for me. Or maybe I can say it's a restart. I have used the platform before, but now it's time for me to move forward. So I'm going to post the card images over there and you can see them. With Pallas Athena, she is encouraging us to develop somewhere in your chart, to develop real skill, to craft a better way of approaching whatever experience is uppermost for you at this time. She's encouraging us to take our knowledge and our natural abilities and to feel that spark of divine fire that is flowing through. That's like the sap running through the trees. We each have this divine fire that we sometimes push down because we can't believe it, but it is really here. Springtime is that time for accepting that divine spark. So the overall gift with these two cards is to accept what you're feeling and also learn how to accept help if it is needed. It's also a time to accept the cosmic divine answers that are wanting to be revealed to us through this springtime growth. So I'm going to leave you for now, but I want you to take a look at your chart and remember that the moon has eight phases that we go through over the course of about 29 days. And those steps are like the growth that everybody can use. We may use it differently, but it's there for your use, there for my use. And so why not use the moon as your timer for growth and expansion? Thank you again so much for listening. And I'm going to return tomorrow with another word. From my heart to your heart, we will talk again. Bye for now.